This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Community and collaboration were the themes as Galesburg celebrated the completion of a major construction project. Hundreds of people turned out for a ceremony to mark the opening of the East Main Street underpass. It'll allow emergency vehicles and other drivers to get around that part of town without being stopped by trains. The underpass is named in honor of the late Reverend John Sibley Sr. of Galesburg. Among other accomplishments, Sibley was an Illinois State Police Trooper, a member of the Carl Sandburg College Board of Trustees, and the minister of Full Gospel Church. Tony Franklin from the church spoke on behalf of Sibley's family. He says the underpass will serve as a reminder of a man who loved his community.
And served as the bridge between the rich and the poor, the north and the south side of town, between people of color and people that are white in the community.
Franklin says Galesburg should follow Sibley's example and create a community of unity. Governor Bruce Rauner also attended the ceremony, and he too touched on themes of unity and cooperation, praising the collaborative approach to funding the project. He says BNSF contributed money, as did the local, state, and federal governments.
It's a great example of a public-private partnership, and as a result, we have a beautiful underpass here, increasing the quality of life, increasing safety, reducing congestion.
The program for the grand opening ceremony says the total cost of the underpass was $25.5 million. It took about a year and a half to build it. And as if to prove the need for the project, at least four trains passed overhead during the roughly hour-long ceremony. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.